NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Illinois' disputed race for governor may finally have a winner. As NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago, the Associated Press is declaring the Democrat Pat Quinn has defeated Republican Bill Brady.
The final tally from all precincts reported by the Illinois State Board of Elections shows Democratic Governor Pat Quinn with a lead of nearly 20,000 votes over his Republican opponent, State Senator Bill Brady. There are still some 50,000 uncounted provisional and absentee ballots, but an AP analysis of those ballots shows Brady will not be able to pick up enough votes to overtake Quinn. Brady's campaign says it is still gathering information about the uncounted ballots and will not concede until every vote is counted. Quinn is not yet asking his opponent to concede, saying that is up to Brady. But he adds, quote, "I think the people of Illinois know I won the election." David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Following an incident where one of its Airbus A380 jetliners blew an engine, Australian carrier Qantas has announced it is now grounding its entire fleet of A380s to check them over. The mishap involving the double-decker airplane occurred with 459 passengers and crew on board while the plane was en route to Sydney from Singapore. David Reynolds is with the British Airline Passengers Association. He says, though, or Pilots Association, rather. He says, though, a relatively new airplane, a number of airlines are using the jumbo jet.
The aircraft has flown many thousands of hours now, and of course the aircraft is a very proven aircraft. It's very much based on the very latest technology.
The plane was able to return to Singapore and land safely despite what witnesses described as damage to the wing and an engine. Labor Department announced an increase in the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits. NPR Sonari Glinton reports that news comes after 2 weeks of declines.
The number of applicants for unemployment benefits often fluctuates considerably from week to week. But for most of this year, the number of claims has stayed around the 450,000 mark. This week, 20,000 more laid-off workers sought benefits for the first time, with a total of 457,000 new applicants. Analysts say the number of claims would have to fall below 425,000 to signal a growth in the actual number of new jobs. The states with the largest increases in first-time claims: California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan. The October unemployment rate is expected to stick at 9.6% for the third straight month. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Nation's retailers showed some solid gains in October, something that may give the sector some reason for optimism ahead of the crucial holiday shopping season, where at least some of those gains may have come with a cost, heavy discounting on winter coats and other seasonal items. Costco and Limited Brands both reported higher earnings. Macy's and Target also reported gains above analysts' expectations. Stocks soared following the announcement by the Fed will begin buying $600 billion in Treasury bonds, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 219 points to close at its highest level of the year, 11,434. You're listening to NPR. Tropical storm Tomas is continuing to bear down on Haiti, where already many who are still living beneath tarps following a devastating earthquake there in January are now feeling the storm's winds and rain. Police with megaphones have been going through some of the camps, telling people to seek shelter, but many have nowhere to go. An estimated 1.3 million Haitians remain homeless following the earthquake. As of this afternoon, Tomas had winds of 50 miles an hour and was expected to bring heavy rain as it passes by Jamaica, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. A federal judge reluctantly halted the trial today of the man accused of kidnapping Elizabeth Smart, who was held captive for 9 months 8 years ago. NPR's Howard Berkus reports a federal appeals court ordered that delay due to concerns about the jury.
Attorneys for accused kidnapper Brian David Mitchell sought the delay after a jury was seated this morning. They had asked a federal appeals court earlier to move the trial outside of Utah, citing extensive and prejudicial publicity. The appeals court rejected the argument, but said it would reconsider if the defense believed that any of the jurors actually seated in the case could not be fair. A three-judge panel ordered the trial postponed just after the jury was seated and while opening statements were underway. Elizabeth Smart was watching in the courtroom at the time. Her mother and younger sister had been expected to testify this afternoon. Smart's own testimony was expected as early as Monday. The appeals court seems ready to consider the issue quickly. It ordered the defense and prosecution to file briefs by midnight tonight. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Major gift announced to the Yale School of Management from billionaire investor Wilbur Ross. Ross, who is CEO of the New York-based W.L. Ross & Company, is giving a $10 million gift to the school to help fund a new library. Ross is a trustee of the Yale School of Management and alumni. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for